Hello, Claire Bauskas here with What's Making News. Thousands of Victorians are being tested for COVID-19 as the state deals with another 33 cases today. A 10-day testing blitz has been ordered by Premier Daniel Andrews, who warns the number of infections will rise.
But I am indicating to you, I think that we will see more cases, and that's exactly why we're doing this testing, to get to the bottom of how much virus is out there, to take direct action with those families, with those people that have tested positive, to keep them in their homes.
Queensland has notched up 8 straight days without a new case. New South Wales has 4 new infections today, 3 of those in hotel quarantine, the other a 7-year-old child. The PM concedes there's still many hard months ahead as the pandemic claims more jobs. Qantas is shedding 6,000 jobs while 15,000 staff will remain stood down for now. Scott Morrison says it's a heartbreaking development.
And certainly to all of the Qantas family who will be hurting badly today, I extend my deepest regret.
Queensland. The 42-year-old nurse suffered multiple stab wounds in the attack on Tuesday night. The 45-year-old accused is due in court today. And the nation's struggling arts sector has been handed a $250 million federal support package. In sport, Knights young gun Bradman Best says it was an honest mistake breaching the NRL's biosecurity protocols after reports restrictions were going to be eased. The 18-year-old's been ruled out of this weekend's clash with the Cowboys after visiting his mum on the Central Coast on Saturday.
No, I just reported myself because the restrictions got lifted for us late Saturday night and I woke up Sunday and I didn't read them properly. And the first thing I thought of was my family, so I was like, oh, happy days. So I shoot it back home.